Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Persecution in India is increasing. Reports indicate a total of 113 incidents have been recorded since January 1st of this year. Mobs of Hindus are allegedly responsible for many of them. However, Back to the Bible International India isn't stopping their work. Prem Swarup is their country director.
At present, we are doing a radio program through shortwave, medium wave, and also we are on TV, Tamil and English language program. We are going to launch on FM radio in Hyderabad and Delhi.
Meanwhile, it's the second annual mission trip for Christian Resources International. CRI's John Lowry is with the team in Guaymas, Mexico. They'll be involved with literature distribution and evangelism. The team resourced Bible school graduates with pastor libraries last night. Lowry says for the rest of the week, the CRI team will be involved in evangelistic work.
We have three different locations where we're going to be putting on vacation Bible schools. It'll give us a chance to present the word to children and their families. And Friday, we actually will be spending a day in a village that has very little of this kind of interaction with American teams.
And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries partner World Cassette Outreach in India reports that their studio technicians are ready to record scriptures for four new languages. These long overdue recordings include the Kok, Borak, Karbi, Kukna, and the Koya. But WCOI is still in need of a new vehicle for the distribution of these recordings. Pray for the needed funds as the team is working and living in facilities that were severely flooded in the last typhoon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.